Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did she hear something paranormal or did she hear a wild animal outside?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We like those real ghost stories. If you have one, share it with us if you would, please. The number is 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. You can try it 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here. And congratulations to you on your last day of teaching. She had her last final today.
I did. I had my last, actually it was 2 finals today, got that done, and then I've been working on grades and everything, but then I got to work up on packing up my office. You can't believe how much stuff you can have in your office,
yes.
Like how much stuff ends up at the school with you, you know?
Well, so, and, yeah, you just don't realize how full it is until it's like moving.
Yeah.
It's like moving your bedroom.
Totally is.
It's got that
it
much
totally
stuff.
Is. And I'm like, where am I going to put this? Well, lucky for me, I got an extra room. I can put some stuff in there for now and get that done. But hey,
you said,
did she hear something paranormal? I had a little story that I'm thinking about that happened to me last night. And last night, I was sitting on my sofa. Now, imagine this sofa underneath like a big picture window thing. There's end tables on either end. I'm sitting at one end of my sofa crocheting, because I do that sometimes. And it's still light out. It's not dark or anything. And then from the other end of the sofa, now the other side of it, like you go to the other end of the sofa and then like on the other side of the end table, right? There's this noise and it comes from there. That's exactly where it comes from. And it was this weird, like, it was like a commotion or like just, it just so reminded me of when Madden jumps down and chases one of your cats and it goes like that, you know? And then it sounded like something fell. And it really sounded like an animal ran or did something, right? And I'm sitting there. And I thought, I have a dog, but I thought, I don't think my dog's in this room. And
you would have seen him right away.
I thought to myself, I'm going to yell for Madden, my dog. And if he doesn't come from over there on that side of the sofa, I'm going to flip. And so I yelled, Madden, come here. And he comes from back on the other side of the house. I can hear him jump off the bed and come running down the hall to me. He wasn't even remotely close to the room.
What the hell was the commotion?
I don't know. And it was in the room. It was in the room with me. It was not outside. You know, it was weird. It was just this kind of like, you know, like, ooh, like, you know, like. And then I'm thinking, do I have a raccoon in my house?
Right.
Because like, it was a big noise. It wasn't a little noise. Do I have like a critter, a badger, or something in here, a possum? Because it's not little. It's not going to be a mouse, you know? And I'm looking all, I could not, nothing fell down.
And you,
you know?
Would see a raccoon in your house. They're big.
I know, right? And so I'm like looking all over for something that would have caused this noise and nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that is my, did I hear something paranormal?
Yes.
I don't know, but I cannot explain what else it was.
Because what else would cause the commotion?
It was a commotion and it was like a commotion resulting in something breaking or falling. It was loud, you know, and it was, you know, 8 feet from me.
You know, and I think it's so weird when stuff like that happens because you're crocheting, maybe watching TV, baseball game or something.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in your own little world, million miles away, and then you hear something crash. Like the other night, that happened, in my, I think it was last night, in my kitchen. I heard something fall. Well, in my case, of course, I knew that was my cat because my cat is always into shit. My cat just likes to push things off of the counter. That's his thing. He likes it. And he does it all the time. But you, that's not the case. So I'm sitting there and I hear this, but I can debunk it immediately. There's Izzy. There's the bag of dog bones on the floor.
Right.
But there's no reason.
Nothing. There was nothing upset.
Creepy.
Nothing changed. Nothing. And when it happened, I knew it was wrong in my heart.
Yeah.
Like I went, you know, because my first, I stopped and went, okay, I'm going to yell for my dog. But if he doesn't come from there, I'm just going to shit. You know, because I was like, the only other thing in this house is my dog. And he was on the other end of the house. You know,
what
he wasn't
even kind
of
the hell with your house?
Oh, I know. So when you said that on your episode, did you hear something paranormal? That was your intro to today's show. I'm like, I got one. I'm thinking maybe I heard something paranormal last night.
I think your story is, actually. I think it's paranormal.
It was in the room, though.
You should
there
have
was
seen
no
something
question.
Knocked over. You would have. There should have been some reason, like, aha,
yeah,
the lamp's
my dark
on the floor.
Fell off the wall.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, something. And there was, like, but it was in the room. There was no question about this sound came from outside or something bumped into the house or, you know, anything. No, it was in the room with me.
I'm going paranormal.
Okay.
I don't know what else it is.
Well, tell me about this story.
Well, this one.
This one is.
Okay. So it says, hi there. My name is Carissa and I live in the greater Memphis, Tennessee area. I wanted to tell you about one of the scariest and weirdest things that have ever happened to me. I honestly don't know if this is paranormal or simply an unexplained mystery. That is kind of your case, too. Unexplained mystery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
But either way, it was a frightening experience and one that I will never forget. When I was just a kid, my family and I lived in northern Illinois in a small town along the Mississippi River.
Oh.
It's beautiful. I can just tell you that. I don't even know what town, but I'm going to tell you it's beautiful.
I used to live along the Mississippi
and it
River, too.
It's beautiful. Our home was a three-story house that had a deep ravine surrounding it on three sides. The house was built off of a slope that ran straight into the ravine. So instead of a traditional backyard, we had a large wooden deck that went out over the ravine. Mm. It sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
We were the last house on a dead-end gravel road in a very quiet, very small neighborhood. My favorite time of year was at the end of summer when the weather would start to cool as autumn approached. We would leave the windows open at night and a swift and chilly breeze would roll through the house. I still remember the distinct sound the trees would make as they moved against each other in the dense woods outside. One night when I was about 10 years old, I was brushing my teeth in the upstairs bathroom. It's one of those gorgeous end of summer nights and all of the windows were open. My mom and dad were downstairs watching TV in the living room that was on the first floor. I could faintly hear the TV noise and my parents laughing from time to time as they watched the show. I was standing in the doorway of the bathroom that overlooked the hallway and bedroom doors when I very clearly heard a horrible sound that came from outside. I'll do my best to spell out the sound phonetically so you can get an idea of what it was. So I can't really mimic the pitch or the any of this because I don't know, but it basically says, I. So it could have been, I. All my pets just stopped to look at me.
They're like,
Benji's over there like, what the hell was that?
They're like, that was a really bad impression of that.
So it's I-E-I-E-I-E. I'm not sure how she exactly heard it. Says it was high-pitched, crystal clear, and sounded neither human nor animal. And worst yet, it sounded like it came from directly outside the window in the bathroom. Almost instantly, an eerie feeling washed over me like I was being watched by someone. I stood there frozen with fear. My knees started shaking as my mind raced, looking for a logical explanation, and I couldn't find one. I was three stories up with nothing outside my window. The tree line didn't start for another 25 feet or so. The only people in the house were me and my parents. For a split second, I thought it might have been my dad, who was a notorious prankster. As if on cue, I heard him and my mom laugh downstairs in the living room. He was still watching TV with my mom and was very obviously not outside. I finally convinced my body to move, so I dropped my toothbrush and raced downstairs. I told my mom what happened, who listened intently as it was pretty apparent that I was terrified. She brushed it off, saying it was probably an owl or raccoon. I had lived in that house my entire life, and not once did I hear an owl or raccoon make that kind of sound. Not to mention the fact that this sound was different somehow. I don't know how to explain it, but it just didn't sound like it came from an animal or a person. Yet it wasn't anything mechanical or electrical either. I simply don't have an explanation for it. My mom and dad went outside and checked around the house, but they didn't see anything out of the ordinary, and I never heard that sound again. To this day, I can still remember the sound, and I can still remember how scared I was, that feeling of dread and complete and utter fear. I've looked online for animal sounds in hopes of finding an explanation, but I've yet to find one. If you or your listeners have any ideas as to what this was, I'd love to hear them. Thank you for your shows. I enjoy listening to them at work. They make the time fly by. Best wishes, Carissa. So, she's in an upstairs bathroom, but a very rural kind of sounding area. So it sounds like a wooded area. Mm-hmm. So there would be animals outside. That wouldn't be unusual. It's not like she's living in the middle of Chicago. So not like they don't have any animals, but you know what I'm saying. When you live in a wooded area, you're going to get a variety of them. And I will say this. One time, when I got my cat, Bob, I was living alone at the time. And I didn't know. And, you know, you got to wait a little bit for your cat to get him fixed. And so I waited however long they told me. So Bob must have smelled a female outside or something. I don't know what the hell it was, but all I know was I was sound asleep and I woke up to what I thought was a demon baby child crying loudly, making this like wah sound. It was like the scariest thing I'd ever awoken to because it sounded like there was a demon in my house. Mm-hmm. And I laid there and it kept going on. And I think he was in the basement staircase, so it even added kind of an echo to it.
I've heard that noise before too, and it does sound like it's some demon thing.
Yeah,
it really does. And you know, I'll hear it, and then you know, in a minute, I'll see a cat, you know, run out, and then another cat chasing it or whatever. But it is the creepiest sound. So
what if you had bobcats in that wooded area? I would imagine if my cat Bob made that sound. Bob was named after a bobcat because then he was Bobcat. Mm-hmm. But say an actual bobcat,
Mm-hmm.
They would make probably similar noises. Could it have made a sound like that?
Or other animals? What kind of noises do they make, you know, when they're mating? But I do know what you're talking about. And it is a real creepy noise. And if I didn't have, you know, and if I didn't know that there was cats around me, I might think something really awful, too.
Oh, I spent probably 10 minutes lying there thinking there was a demon baby somewhere, like, on my basement steps. Mm-hmm. It was coming from that area of the house anyway. And I'm like, how do you get up and go look for a demon baby?
Right.
It's the middle of the night. One should not have to look for a demon baby in their house. And right. Then as I lay there for a minute, I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe Bob has heard something or smelled something. I don't know. Without hearing the sound, it's so hard to know. Mm-hmm. We can't say, that was paranormal.
Well, and I want to say, just because her gut instinct was, this is really wrong, you know, I want to go with it and say, well, it must have been something else because, you know, you felt that. But
I felt, you know, like I know, there was a demon baby.
But you felt like that too.
And it took me, I swear, it felt like forever, but probably 5 to 10 minutes before I put it all together. I'm like, I bet that's Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I go to the basement stairs and Bob like runs away like he's feral. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty dang sure it was him and not some mysterious demon baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And needless to say, I got him fixed shortly thereafter. But
yeah.
So not knowing the sound, it's hard to say for sure, but I do know, you know, describing that area, and sound can really carry in a, you know, if you don't have a lot of other distractions around it, like a lot of road noises or trains, like in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's just, that's one that's impossible for us to really say that was paranormal.
Well, I'd say there's one possibility that it was, you know, possibly a cat or an animal like that.
So I don't know. I just don't think there's any way we can really say that's paranormal.
Yeah, I don't think we can definitively say that. But at the same time, I am not going to say it wasn't either. Because, you know, gut instinct, you know, it could have been.
It could have been
something out there. It would seem as if there might be other activity if there was something like that. That, you know, did anything else ever happen in the house?
Yeah.
That you know of or your folks know of or anything that would, you know, kind of go along with this?
So really our answer is it could have been or not.
Yeah. And we'd like to know more about the house.
Yeah.
It was a 3-story old house. It might have had some other things going on too.
And if it was just a one-off, like you just heard that one night, nothing else ever happened in that house, I would go with an animal.
Me too. Because I think it just seems like that, you know, to have that noise be really loud and really strange, it just seems like other things might should be happening.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's go to a caller.
This is Ashley, and I'm calling from Seattle, but I'm originally from the South. So I was listening to the podcast, and you mentioned, like, the bed shaking and, like, not knowing what to do, like, if the bed was shaking and, like, things like that. So that jogged my memory of the story, right? So my girlfriend and I, we live near Seattle, but we were at Whidbey Island when this happened. She's active duty in the Navy. So we were up there on Whidbey near the air station, staying in a hotel, a little rinky-dink-ass hotel, well, motel, little rinky-dink-ass motel called Old Holland End, A-U-L-D. And so it's like this little cheesy, janky-themed hotel or whatever. And it looks haunted, but I'm like, it's just old. Like, the island is, like, old and salty, right? So we're asleep one night. And next thing you know, like, we're dead ass asleep because she's tired, I'm tired. Next thing you know, the bed is shaking. Like shaking. Like someone is holding on to the bed, two people, and shaking both of the sides back and forth. And so at this moment in time, like, we were still kind of new, and we were still adjusting to, you know, sleeping next to each other, you know, like, without kicking and punching each other in our sleep, whatever. I don't know. And so I'm up and I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? So I'm like, babe, stop shaking the bed. And she is dead ass asleep. And she says, what? I'm not shaking the bed. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not shaking the bed? I'm in the bed. I'm not shaking the bed. So that means you shaking the bed because there's no one else here and I'm not shaking the bed. When I tell you that bed was rocking like the ocean. Okay, so like a couple years ago, north of Seattle, we had an earthquake and it was like a 4 or 5 or whatever. And I was like 5 or so miles from the epicenter, like whatever it was, like whatever, however big the earthquake was, it woke me up out of my sleep. And I remember thinking, is this a ghost? I don't see a ghost. It's not me shaking a bed. Oh no, this is an earthquake. This is an earthquake and I don't know what to do with my life right now. The world is shaking. Hallelujah. Oh, that's how much the bed was shaking. The bed was shaking like it was an earthquake. And I did not know what to do with that information. I think maybe it was a homophobic ghost, but you know, they exist, right? And another time we were staying at Auld, they have like these little janky ass cabins out back. They're horrible and old, but they're surrounded by gravel, like large rocky gravel. And so you can hear people walking up to the door, walking around it, things like that. Tony, we're chilling in this little tiny ass, you know, place. All of a sudden we hear footsteps on the gravel. They walk around half of this tiny ass cabin and then disappear. They just started and they just stopped. Like, huh? And so my girlfriend and I look at each other and I'm like, I'm not going to look outside. And she said, you did not. Okay. So yeah. When my girlfriend and I are together, I mean, which is always now, like weird things happen. And this happened on Whidbey Island, which is an island in Washington, at Old Holland Hotel, or Motel. Let me stop saying that. If you want to look it up, do. It's really cheesy. If you're traveling again from way down yonder and you want to go up to Old Holland, I mean, give it a go. I don't know if anything will happen for you, but yeah, we had a bed-shaking homophobic ghost, maybe. Appreciate y'all so much. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
I like her. I want to hang too. Out with her.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm going to steal that term, janky ass.
It was janky ass.
It was janky ass.
You know, one time there was an earthquake here, which is weird. We were having them quite a bit in Kansas, fracking. But it was like a 4.8 or 4.9. And same thing. I woke up and the whole bed was shaking. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was paranormal because last thing I went to was an earthquake. But she knew what an earthquake, like that was what her first thing was, is it an earthquake? It's not. It is the bed shaking.
Well,
what the hell?
Couldn't you have the bed shaking in an earthquake? Because it does appear like it sits on a pretty steep fault line.
And I don't know when this was, because like I was able to get on to that earthquake today site. I can't think what it's called, but it's like all the earthquakes in the world. And you could plug in your, you know, just look at it. And it's like, oh, there it is. The epicenter was right there down the street. So but maybe this was before then. Maybe it was an earthquake. Because that's how my bed moved.
And it moves, but then, like, I guess my question would be that it was sort of, because I've been in one before where it was a pretty good sized one. And oddly enough, it was along the Mississippi River. And the real epicenter, I guess, was around Peoria, Illinois, but it, you know, we felt it over to where we were. And I woke up in the night and I heard, like, I felt my bed moving. And then I could hear, like, little things, like they're shaking a little bit, like tapping, you know, tap, 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 like that. And I thought, what is going on? And it didn't just quit. It kept doing it for a little bit. Yeah. You know? And I laid there listening to it and watching, and my bed was kind of feeling that way. And so, you know, I want to say, did it last a long time? Did it not? But I don't know that that matters, because I think sometimes they can last a little longer. Sometimes it's just kind of quickly, don't you think? So I don't know.
And was the bed moving for like an hour? If it was moving for an hour, that was not an earthquake. They don't last that long.
Right. Right. That's why I'm saying, you know, now I had like this one I went through. It did last just a little bit. You
well,
know,
the one we had, yeah, because it was long enough that I hit the ground once I realized it was more like it was weird, because not only was my bed moving, but it sounded like someone had some kind of gravel sprayer, like they were hitting the side of my house with gravel is kind of what it sounded like. It was the weirdest thing. I never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what caused that sound.
Yeah.
It must have been the house itself, because it was brick. Maybe the bricks were making some weird sound. I don't know. We went out and looked for damage and didn't really see any to the house. There was some properties that were damaged, but not ours. So I don't know. I don't know. Or that maybe they just have a damn ghost following them everywhere.
Well, and then there was the
maybe they're staying in janky ass hotels.
Maybe. But then, you know, the footsteps thing, that creeped them both out too. But once again, I don't know what I'm more scared of, you know, a paranormal something outside or a real person outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually more scared of serial killers myself.
And, you know, I'm just going to say this. I think most people are scared of them too. Nobody likes a serial killer.
Nobody likes a serial killer.
It's like, what, Bob's a serial killer? Awesome. You know, invite him. I mean, he's so fun at parties, that Bob.
Like, I'm just saying, either way, if somebody walk, you know, footsteps around the house at night, that is creepy.
Or a serial killer. It doesn't matter. They're both freaking scary.
Either one, whether it's if it's Sasquatch or if it's a serial killer, they're both pretty bad.
Is it Sasquatch?
And maybe I take Sasquatch over serial killer. Who wins, Sasquatch or serial killer? I'm going Sasquatch. I'll take Sasquatch.
My odds are better at survival. Yeah. Because odds are Sasquatch is just going to run the other way because he doesn't want anybody to see him.
You know that grainy footage of Sasquatch stuff? He doesn't run that fast.
No. And nobody ever sees him anyway. He'll be gone quickly. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You want to write it in? It's realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts if that's where you listen. Try it for 3 days free there. Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for. Especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.